From Philadelphia to New York to Hollywood and beyond, a jazz man looks back and ahead. WRTI's Meredy Duddleston has more.
Saxophonist and composer Benny Golson was a teenager living on Page Street in North Philadelphia in the 40s when he and good friend John Coltrane were kicked out of a big band. Stung by rejection, they went back to Golson's house. Golson's mother walked in.
And we were standing in my living room. I wanted to cry so bad. I know he wanted to cry, but we were too hip to cry in front of each other. She saw us standing there. She put arms around both of us. She says, one day they won't have enough money to pay you too.
Jump ahead a decade to the Newport Jazz Festival, 1957. Golson and trumpeter Art Farmer had just formed the Jazz Tet and done Golson's famous tune, Killer Joe. Coltrane was coming off his recording of My Favorite Things. The two buddies found themselves in the same tent warming up.
I remember I was looking for a reed for my horn, and he took the horn out of his mouth and started laughing. And I said, what is it? He said, remember what your mother told us? I said, what? You know, about we would be so good they wouldn't have enough money to afford us. He said, well, we're at Newport. And they're still in Philadelphia.
Yeah, a lot of time had gone by.
Golson has never stopped. His place in the jazz world is secure. He's performed around the world and composed for television and film. His ability and web of experience has put him in the White House and on Steven Spielberg's set. Whisper Not, a Golson jazz standard, is the name of his honest autobiography, a life story that first started taking shape on Page Street.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.